From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW football team season came to an end on Friday night as they fell to Jefferson Forest 49-7 in the regional championship. GW head coach Nick Anderson spoke about his senior leaders after the game.
Those guys are great leaders for us. I mean, a couple of these guys have been with us for 3 years on varsity. You know, great football players, big shoes to fill. And, you know, that's what I talked to the team about it at the end of the game, that, you know, we're losing some good ones, not losing a lot. But we are losing some really good football players, and we're going to need those shoes filled, and someone's really got to step up in the weight room and, you know, get bigger and get stronger and fill the void that we're losing.
GW finished the season with a record of 11-2 and made it back to the regional championship for the first time since 2021. The Gretna football team season also came to an end on Friday night as they lost to Glenver 41-6 in the regional championship. The Hawks finished the season with a record of 10-3. Magna Vista advanced to the state semifinals as they beat Lord Botetourt in the regional finals 65-34. The Warriors will play at Lake Taylor on Saturday at 2 p.m. in the state semifinals. The UVA football team clinched a spot in the ACC championship game and snapped a four-game losing streak to Virginia Tech with a 27-7 win on Saturday. It's just the second win for the Hoos against the Hokies in the last 21 years. UVA will take on Duke in the ACC championship game in Charlotte on Saturday night. JMU football routed Coastal Carolina on Saturday 59-10 to finish the regular season 11-1 and 8-0 in conference play. JMU will host Troy in the Sun Belt Conference championship game on Friday night at 7. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.